Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters here on 790 ESPN at the studios on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. This show is dedicated to all things Fresno Pacific University. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've been on the air. May 8th, to be exact, was our last show. If you miss any part of the shows, I think we had, 28? Yeah, 28 shows so far that are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can go back and listen to all of the shows if you missed it. If you missed one or two, you can go back and listen to those as well. So one of the reasons why we brought the show back, I should say, for today is there is a very, very special announcement. If you guys weren't on social media the last couple of days, perhaps you missed it. But the big news is that on June 11th, the Board of Presidents of the California Collegiate Athletic Association, better known as the CCAA, proudly approved Fresno Pacific's application for full membership, effective at the beginning of the fall of 2026, the academic year. FPU will continue as full members of the PacWest Conference through the 2025-2026 academic school year. That is big, big time, as you guys are well aware of. Fresno Pacific competes at the Division II level. So this is a step moving forward, a step in the direction to grow the athletic program, to grow the visibility of the school in general. I'm sure lots of you guys have questions about this, and this show is dedicated to answering all those questions. We're going to hear from a couple of people, a couple big-time people, in my opinion. First is Kyle Ferguson. He is here in studio after the break. I do have a recap. We always do a recap of the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific, so we'll do that. But Kyle Ferguson is going to be on air with me after the break. And like many of you, I have a lot of questions when I heard this. I was actually in the dark when I heard there might be a special edition of the Sunbird Sports Show this summer. I'm like, what in the heck could it be? Well, that's the big news, and we're here to ask questions and to get most of our questions answered about what this exactly means for Fresno Pacific University, for its coaches, for its student athletes that the school pours so much energy and heart into. All right, one of my first questions was, who the heck is going to be in this conference? Who is in the conference? Who are the other schools in California? Are there schools in Oregon? Are there schools in Utah? Who knows? But I have the answers here. How about this? Cal Poly Humboldt, Cal Poly Pomona, Cal State Dominguez Hills, Cal State East Bay, Cal State Los Angeles. I think you could sense a theme here. Cal State Monterey Bay, Cal State San Bernardino, Cal State San Marcos, Chico State, San Francisco State, Stanislaus State, and UC Merced. I'm pretty sure UC Merced is starting this coming year. They were added, I think, around this time last year. They are going to be full members this coming year. And again, Fresno Pacific is going to be entering that conference, leaving the PacWest Conference. I know that a lot of the athletics participate in that. There are a few that participate in other conferences, including water polo. So we're gonna talk about all those different changes that are occurring. We're going to be talking, again, with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific. Then around 6:40 or so, with about 20 minutes left, we have the commissioner of the CCAA, Alan Hardison, coming in. And he is one of those forward-thinking guys. He has been on the job for almost 2 years, and he's going to answer questions from his perspective, what they're looking for in Fresno Pacific, how excited are they as a league to have the Sunbirds part of their conference. All right, so let's do a recap of Fresno Pacific University, mainly the men's and women's track and field teams. They had a phenomenal season, had a really fun time getting to know their student athletes and obviously their coaches as well. Ray Winter's done a fantastic job with that program. They had probably their best season in school history this last year. They participated in the NCAA Division II Championships in Pueblo, Colorado, and it was a landmark event for Fresno Pacific. 18 Sunbirds qualified for the Nationals, and many took home some pretty big hardware. In the men's javelin, senior Dejan Milicic, who was a national runner-up last season, came in sixth place. Central High's Saria Copeland competed in three finals, finishing fifth in the 200, and was part of a third-place finish in the 4x4 with former guest Brianna Green, Kennedy Haslip, and Bullard High's Shania Randolph. Former guest Shamar Palmer was battling illness, took home a third and fourth in the men's 400-meter and 200-meter, respectively. And how about this? Freshman Malachi Carrasco from Selma came in the Nationals ranked 19th in the men's high jump and leaped his way to a third-place finish. Really incredible stuff from him. I believe he jumped over 7 feet in that event. Just remarkable for the freshman. But the biggest stories from the Birds came in the women's 400-meter hurdles, which senior Brianna Green won the national championship with a time of 56.88, her fastest ever. Freshman teammate Avril Mendoza finished just behind in fourth place. And last but not least, the women's 4x1-meter relay. The team of Ciara Copeland, Brianna Green, Shania Randolph, and Jamaica's Nydia Chance blazed their way to a new NCAA Division II record of 43.85 to claim another national championship for the Birds. Overall, FPU women's track and field will go on to finish fourth in the nation, their highest finish ever. A little bit more about Malachi. He was named the Pac West Freshman of the Year in the field events. Shamar Palmer and Brianna Green would both be named Pac West Track Athlete of the Year, as well as the U.S. Track and Field / Cross Country Coaches Association West Region Track Athletes of the Year. Head coach Robert Foster was also named the Coach of the Year by the Pac West and U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. And if that wasn't enough, how about this? Brianna Green was voted by the athletic directors of the Pac West Conference as the Pac West Female Athlete of the Year. The annual award is given to one male and one female athlete in the conference across all sports. She's the first ever Sunbird to win Pac West Athlete of the Year. She'll continue competing in an attempt to make the U.S. track and field team before starting her master's degree in sports psychology. Congrats to Brianna, Coach Foster, and the entire FPU track and field program for an unforgettable year. We're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on Athletic Director Kyle Ferguson to talk more about this big news, this big change that's going to be happening at Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN. If you missed the opening of the show, I announced that Fresno Pacific University will be leaving the Pac West after this season and will be joining the CCAA, the California Collegiate Athletic Association. So when I first heard the news 2 days ago, a lot of questions popped into my mind, right? And that's hopefully what a good journalist and a good radio host does, right? Has lots of questions. So here to answer in our next segment is Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. So first of all, Kyle, how are you, man? How's this? Is this, do you officially have a summer? Are you going to be able to get some time off?
I need to take some time off. It's been a grind here since really mid-April. We hosted track and field, then we hosted baseball, then we jumped to commencement, and then we had conference meetings, and then I just got back from NACDA, which is the National Athletic Director Conference, which is in Orlando. I landed at 1 a.m. this morning. So, yeah, it's been we had meetings on Zoom this morning with students, ABC 30 this afternoon, and now this. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Whatever time yes. That may be, right?
Yeah.
Internal clock might be off a bit. All right. So thanks first of all for coming in and spending some time with us, answering some questions about this monumental move that Fresno Pacific University Athletic Department is making. All right. So what is the best way for you to describe the significance of this move for FPU?
I think it's significant. There's multiple ways. I think I was focused on three main areas. The first would be, like our geographic proximity is changing from what it has been. which is really exciting. Second, it would be we have an opportunity to have more of a regional footprint within our athletics. Historically, we've played Stan State, we've played Merced non-conference, but we often would drive by them to get on a plane to fly to Hawaii, right? And so now that opportunity is there to play those teams, so that it gives us more visibility. And then ultimately, a really big piece of this is the CCAA is an excellent athletics conference. And so for us, the competition is going to be better. It allows us to push our athletics forward and to be competitive in one of the best conferences in Division II.
So we'll get to some of the, like, what was the process of applying for this position? When did you first start thinking about it or talking about it? What's been the reaction on campus or with your coaches and even the student athletes?
Yeah, so we made the announcement. Well, we'll go back to yesterday. So, man, it feels like a lifetime ago already. So yesterday we had a Zoom meeting with coaches at 8:30 in the morning. Many of them are in different places. I was in Orlando at the time at my hotel, actually. So we had a Zoom meeting to tell them before socials dropped at 9:30. I wanted to give them the time to reach out to their student athletes. I didn't want the students to hear about it first on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. So we did that. The reaction was overwhelmingly positive. This is a very exciting move for us athletically, institutionally. It shows this is another tangible thing to see, hey, FPU is thinking proactively. We see the shape of college athletics. We know where we wanna be, and thinking ahead 3, 4, 5 years down the road, we're positioning ourselves to be in a really good spot.
So with the coaches, was it a surprise to any of them? Is it like there's been talk about it, and when you finally called a Zoom meeting, like, how did that go? What was kind of the thinking with the coaches?
No, it was very surprising.
So was it really?
Yeah, very much kept under wraps. And so the reason we did this, that's the way you want to do it. We didn't want anything leaking. And we can talk about the timeline and stuff, but people were slowly brought into the process. Including our media team on campus to prepare the social media stuff and those types of things, but we needed the vote from the presidents of the CCAA to go through before we could announce anything. If they get in there and the vote doesn't pass, then it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. And so it's humbling to read the quotes from the Dominguez Hills president and to know that the presidents of the CCAA are excited to have FPU on board. It was quite a process. And so we tried to keep as much as we could. We didn't want anything leaking because we didn't want anything to spoil the process.
Wow, you're really good at keeping secrets then. I found that out about you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, secrets are no fun. Yeah.
All right, so... So what were the steps? Like when, I know this is your second, you just completed.
I'm just wrapping up year two.
Year two as the athletic director at Fresno Pacific. But like when you arrived on campus, you're just like, hey, I like what I see here. I like my facilities, man. We got some really good coaches. Let's grow this thing. Like how did the thought process jump into your mind?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's gonna be a little bit longer of a story because it actually has to go back to when I started. So when I started July of 23, Dr. Stevens, our president, who, again, I can't say enough good things about Dr. Stevens and his leadership through this whole process. And he'll come in more here as the story progresses. But we started the very first cabinet retreat. So the presidential cabinet retreat, I was talking with Donald Norman, who's our chief of staff on campus. So he works directly with Andre all the time. And we talked a lot about conference in general and the unsustainability. I'm stepping into this. I'd been in faculty for 7 years in Idaho, not super familiar with the PacWest. And so Donald was filling me in on a lot of this. And then we jumped into we had a steering committee that dug deep into our athletics to see, hey, what are we doing well? Where are things can be improved? What benchmarking should we use to set the standard for where we want to be? Through this process, we found a number of things. We used a consultant, outside consultant, to look at the financial aid aspect of it and scholarshiping and the finances. We looked at travel. We looked at simple things like gear, like all this type of stuff. Our students deserve excellence. And so as much as we can do, we're going to be excellent. I'm a firm believer in I don't like mediocrity. I have no time for nonsense. And so it's we want to be excellent. And so that was the, going into that steering committee, that's what we sought after. Through that process, it became very clear to me, especially having that outside view and not being immersed in this, it was getting untenable. Financially, I just stepped out of a classroom where I taught for 7 years, and I know when athletes are on the road, what that does to a classroom. It's not just those athletes who are missing class. You have, if I have a class of 15 and four are gone, five are gone, I mean, that affects the entire class. You know that as a teacher. Yeah, it's a big deal. And when students are missing four or five classes in a row, that's significant. So we started going through this process. Dr. Jake Gilbertson, who I report to, he's the vice president of student development. When he arrived, he was formerly at Point Loma Nazarene, fellow PacWest school. When he arrived, we had some really great conversations. And it was really the drive back from the PacWest conference championship for soccer, where we had some really good conversations just about like, what are we thinking for the future of FPU athletics? And then we really started digging into, okay, like conference wise, what would this look like? We went to Dr. Stevens, we met with him, and he said, well, give me scenarios of what you guys would like to see and what you think would be the best options. We laid out a few scenarios, but when we really got down to it, the one that I think fit us best was the joining the CCAA. So Dr. Stevens really led a lot of the charge. He brought in people slowly as the time went on. And in April, as when things really picked up, when I got more looped in, he kept me out of it intentionally for a while, so I wouldn't have to be put in a situation where I had to lie or whatever, those types of things. And I'm thankful for that. And so I got brought in April, and it really, at that point, the commissioner came and visited campus. We were well on our way to the process. So it's a long story to get there. But ultimately it's where we are, and it's exciting to see all these things come to fruition, as we move forward.
So soccer, the PacWest championships were how many months ago?
That was in November.
That was in November.
Early November.
Yep. So that kind of spearheaded just really getting the ball moving forward.
Yes.
Hey, how are we going to, move forward as an athletic department? Well, yes. here's one of the pathways.
Yeah. And kudos to Jake and Donald, honestly. So Jake was like, we need to get a meeting with Andre and go through this. And that really started the process of, hey, we're in a situation where we think we have something that's better for our students. Because ultimately that's the question we ask when we're making these decisions is, what's best for our students? How will this best serve our students? And as we go through this, and I'm sure some of your questions will show this, like this is truly made with our students in mind.
The classroom idea that you guys are now going to be able to serve as faculty and staff more of a classroom time for the students, that's huge.
It is huge, yes.
Right? Like, you think of the proximity of some of these schools that they're going to be competing against now, and you think of the class time and the money that is spent with tuition and with books and all this stuff. You want to make everybody, the student athletes' time more valuable, and that's definitely one way that's going to really enhance their experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't always think athletically, like most athletic directors, right? Like I do have that academic background where I look at this and I'm like, we are in the job of educating students. A college education changes lives. It truly does. It changes generations. We are the number one private school in the country for social mobility. We are changing lives in generationally. And so to have students miss class time, the significant amount of class time they have been missing for sports, It just doesn't make sense when you get down to it. It's not what we're here for.
You're talking about those big trips to Hawaii,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You're talking about
significant
time.
Yeah.
I want to go back. I definitely want to revisit the student athlete experience as well, how that's going to change for them. But you mentioned something that probably you maybe didn't realize right away when you made this announcement as far as the time away, but how about for coaches? More time with their family as well.
Yes.
Gosh, just talking to all the coaches at Fresno Pacific and knowing some at Fresno State, just the amount of time away from families that's presented to them. It's the lifestyle, right, of college athletics.
Yes.
But now they're going to be able to spend more time with their family. How awesome is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Coach Haydock actually mentioned that today, our men's basketball coach. And it was something I don't think I even thought of. But boy, I'm sure happy about it. Like, their jobs first are husbands and wives and parents. And the nature of their calling, and it truly is a calling to be a coach at a school like FPU. The nature of their calling is to disciple and teach these young men and young women. And sometimes at the expense of family time. And so this is a huge piece that I'm thrilled about.
Student athletes, have you heard any feedback? Again, right, this was on, today is Friday,
yes.
June 13th, right? This was announced a couple days ago, but have you heard any feedback from any student athletes like, oh gosh, we're going to be playing these schools now? Like, or yeah. Like, what's their reaction?
So, I mean, there's no students on campus, so I haven't had any of the face-to-face interactions. We did have an open Zoom call this morning at 10 a.m. A handful of students showed up. We opened it for questions. No one had questions. I had CJ join because I knew he. So CJ is head men's basketball coach. He also serves as associate AD, so he's on our administration team as well. But I know he had talked with his players, and so I asked him, hey, would you please share some of your players' questions? Because I'm assuming those questions are going to be the same as these students' questions. And he just talked about the piece of one was, are we going to be postseason eligible right away? And the answer is yes, because it's we're just switching conferences from the NAIA to D2, which is what some schools are doing in our conference right now. They aren't eligible the first year, but switching conferences is not the same thing. And in fact, the CCAA actually has more opportunities because they have more teams make conference tournament for baseball, for soccer, those types of things. So it actually enhances those postseason opportunities for students. And then they asked the question about Hawaii too. And it's like, I totally get it. Like it's understandable. It's one of those things where, and actually Coach Jaime Ramirez mentioned this today, like this allows us to perhaps takes trips elsewhere to go to Colorado, and they're still in the West region, to go to the Lone Star Conference, which is in Texas, and play top 25 teams, which really helps us postseason wise, strength of schedule wise, as opposed to having to play in Hawaii. And also the opportunity is still there to take a trip to Hawaii. So it's not like it's gone and those opportunities are gone. They're just going to be a little different going forward.
Well, I mentioned earlier with our talking with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. All right, my first idea that popped into my mind was, all right, who are these new schools that are going to be in the conference with Fresno Pacific? And then my other question was, or my other thought was, being an alum of the school, right? I went there when they were NAIA playing in the GSAC. We always talk about the GSAC, and now the move to Division II. Has it been how many years? 12, 15?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah, 13, 14 time frame. Okay. Yeah, 12, 14.
So those rivalries are embedded. I'm talking about playing the Biolas and the Azusas and Westmonts of the world, right? Yep. Alum have tons of stories.
Oh, yeah.
And athletes, tons of stories about playing those schools. Are those rivalries going to live on? What does that look like? Home and home with them? Mm-hmm. Or what's your idea?
So I think some of that will go away, which is bittersweet. And disappointing, honestly, because it's just going to be the nature of it. We have the opportunity to play many of the schools non-conference, but at the same time, it's not going to look the same. Azusa's going Division III, so that's going to affect a little of that as well. But man, it's bittersweet. It truly is, because this is I was at San Diego Christian before this. San Diego Christian was in the GSAC. Before I stepped out and went into the faculty role. And I was there from 2007 to 2016, and I was an AD in the GSAC and with many of those schools. And it's the nature of college athletics at this point, unfortunately. We kind of have to do what we feel is best for us and what's exciting for us. But it is a bittersweet moment. Those schools are great schools. They're still partner schools. They're fellow private Christian institutions which were members of different organizations. So those relationships will live on. But if you look at over the years, Cal Baptist, Azusa, and even back when it was NAI, Fresno Pacific taking that first step to Division II ahead of everyone else, it's one of those things where it's just the nature of where it is right now. And I know that I'm sad in a way because I've been friends with some of these people for 10, 15 years. Yeah, and so that some of those relationships, I just won't see them as much. But as a whole, that doesn't limit our opportunities to play them as much. And it certainly doesn't limit the excitement that we have going forward.
The mission statement for FPU and then obviously its athletic programs are clear. Yes. And it's a faith-based school, deeply entrenched in the Mennonite tradition. That story could go for another time, for another yes. podcast. I love the backstories for Fresno Pacific College and then university. But Fresno Pacific is entering a conference with no other faith-based schools.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cal State, UC Merced, schools like that. How do you guys see yourselves fitting in faith-based wise and meshing with the other schools?
Yeah, it's we play all these schools non-conference already, right? So that's one of the things is it's not playing wise doesn't change much. Like we're still playing a lot of these schools already non-conference wise. I'm really excited for the opportunity to share ideas, to see how they do things. I think that we have an opportunity to, because being a private, there's some unique things we can do that state schools can't do. And likewise, there's things they can do that I wish we could do. So I think that's going to be a really nice balance and opportunities for us to learn from one another and grow our institutions together. Our goal within higher education is to educate the populace, whether it's at a state school, a small liberal arts school, a private Christian school. Like our goal is to educate students. And that's what we're trying to do. And athletics plays a small part in that. But I'm excited for those opportunities.
Absolutely. I am too. All right. A couple more minutes here with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific. Media yeah. wise, like what you talk about the athletics, the competition, the games are going to be raised in all the departments. But media wise, right? And we're going to talk to the commissioner as yeah. well after the break about this a little bit more. But how cool of an opportunity it is just to grow the university, to grow the presence. There's still a few people in the Central Valley that don't know about Fresno yes. Pacific University and the great programs that are here. So how does that even entail what you guys are looking forward to in the next couple of years?
No, that's super exciting. Yeah. And I think about this is multiple things with the geographic stuff, which I talked about briefly earlier, but I'll dig into that a little bit more here. So Merced and Stan State, we'll just use those two as they're the closest. They're the simplest conversation to have right now. But we do our games on the radio, on ESPN Radio, right? Scott Bemis, I was talking to Scott yesterday, and he was like, hey, it'd be kind of cool to do some road games, right? Like, yeah, it makes it a lot easier. Before, very difficult to do some road games. Now it's quite a bit easier. We're working with CBS NBC on their streaming app. We're going to be doing our games on there. It would be awesome to go do a road game and to perhaps connect Merced or Stan State into those things too, where you're stretching. Yeah, we're stretching the FPU footprint. Certainly it allows us to get in front of more people. It allows us, I think, even non-athlete recruiting gets our name out there more when we're playing these teams regularly. But I think it helps the local media as well, and it helps those institutions get on media here as well. I think there's a lot of cool things we can do. Commissioner Hardison, he can talk a lot more about the media stuff. Flow Sports, we'll be shifting over to that next year, which is really exciting. Some cool stuff we can do there. Our goal on our media side is to do it at an elite level. And I think we're getting there. And I think we're going to continue to pursue more and push more to get to a point where when you're watching our broadcast, you feel like you're watching a Division I broadcast.
Awesome. Great stuff. All right. We did it all in about 20 minutes.
There we go, man. I could talk forever, though. We could talk about lots of stuff.
Absolutely. Yes. So, Kyle, thanks for coming on and sharing the process and the mission statement moving forward for Fresno Pacific University. Really appreciate you. And, man, get some rest.
I'll be good, man. And thank you so much for coming in. I know this is a special edition. It means a lot to me, but it means a lot to our students and to the FPU community.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. We're going to be talking with the commissioner of the CCAA, Alan Hardison, next on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. Live here in the studio on Palm across from Bullard High School. Just had a really good conversation with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. Answered a lot of my questions. I know we, as an alum of the school, I know I have a lot more, but we'll definitely be chatting about that in the next year or so. Again, Fresno Pacific University is moving to the CCAA, the California Collegiate Athletic Association. Not next year, they're going to stay in the Pac West, but the following year. We're going to be talking now with Alan Hardison, the commissioner of the conference. Good evening, Alan. How are you doing? If you missed that conversation I had with Kyle, Alan, not sure if you heard me, but he did a great job of explaining the move from Fresno Pacific University made, moving from the Pac West to the CCAA, not this coming year, but the next year afterwards, and talking about how Dr. Andre Stevens really spearheaded the move to the conference forward thinking, and they did a great job of keeping everything under wraps, of making sure that everything was in place before they announced it. Even the coaches, some were in the dark about this, and the move was made a couple of days ago.
Hey, Paul, I'm not sure if you can hear me. But
all right, there. I think I got you a little bit. I think I hear you from the other room right now. So, Alan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on, and I apologize for the audio issue.
That's all right. We're getting it squared away over here. So, are you in SoCal right now? Obviously, we're in Fresno, and we've hit 100 degrees a couple times so far in this summer, but the weather's pretty nice down there, isn't it, if you're down there?
Yeah, I'm south of L.A. in Orange County, not too far from you, though.
All right, sounds good. So we just had a really good conversation with Kyle, who I know you've been conversing with a lot, especially over the last few months. So just talk about the move that Fresno Pacific made to the conference. What excites you as a commissioner about adding Fresno Pacific to this already well-established conference?
Yeah, that's a great question, and there are a lot of things. And the first one for me is it's the people. President Andre Stevens, who you mentioned before, the athletic director, Kyle Ferguson, we built a really great rapport right off the bat and just connected. And I love the vision that President Stevens shared, not only for his institution, but the athletic department. I thought the facilities there at Fresno Pacific will help us and help push some of our members in the CCA. But it's a great fit, and they're on par, I think, athletically with where we are in the CCAA. And then they serve a very similar student population and demographic than a lot of our schools in the CCA. So, again, just very excited about all the parallels and verticals that we have, and excited to bring Fresno Pacific into the CCA in 26-27.
Yeah, from your office's perspective, I'm just curious how that works. I'm sure it was a no-brainer bringing them in, especially after you toured their campus, but do you guys have a vote with the other athletic directors? Do you review what they bring to the conference? What does that look like on your end?
Yeah, so whenever we're looking to bring a member in, we actually, just out of respect for the applicant, we keep that at the board level. And the board level for us is the presidents and the chancellors and the CCAA. Once things get down to sometimes the athletic director at the coaches level, that's when word can really spread. So, again, out of respect for the applicant and just our due process, we kept this a really tight circle just at the presidents and the chancellors level, both at the CCA and Fresno Pacific. President Stevens opened it up to a few tight cabinet members, and that was about it. So we kept a close lid on this process throughout, and then obviously once we voted them through, that's when we ended up notifying the greater staff at Fresno Pacific, my CCA staff, and then bringing this to a broader level with our ADs and all the constituency groups within the CCA.
Well, I was commending Kyle on his ability to hold a huge secret. So he definitely didn't let anything slip. Heck, I wasn't even aware remotely of anything like that was going on. So we're all excited about this move for Fresno Pacific. I'm curious, though, too, the conference. Obviously, you're a forward thinker. Kyle's a forward thinker. Dr. Stevens is a forward thinker. Like, what's maybe even the end game for the CCAA? Are you looking for different divisions? Are you looking to grow this? You know, we see what's happening with Division I sports, with these super conferences, these 20 school conferences. Like, is that kind of your thinking? Like, what vision do you have for the conference?
Yeah, well, certainly won't fill all of our trade secrets, but that's the name of the game right now in college athletics. And whether you like it or not, it's the game we need to play, and it's what we sign up for as commissioners. But I think, look, there's definitely strength in numbers with a conference, but at the same time, you're not just going to add institutions to add. You need to add certainly to the the history and prestige and tradition of our conference, and I'd love to talk a little bit about that, but we're the most successful conference in Division II. We've won 157 national championships, so it's got to be a strategic fit, and we really thought Fresno Pacific could help add to our collective success as a conference. So again, we're open for business. I think any commissioner would tell you that. But again, the fits have to be really strategic, and there were so many verticals between both the CCA and Fresno Pacific that made this a slam dunk ad.
Well, you hit on this a little bit, the proximity of Fresno Pacific, obviously the Central Valley, smack dab, right? As far as my thinking with athletics in the state of California, you think SoCal, you think NorCal, and then right in the middle is the Central Valley. Fresno is the only school, you think about UC Merced, right, up north, about an hour and a half or so. But what the proximity of the school, what does that add to the conference and as far as traveling as well?
Yeah, the geographic fit's awesome. And when you look at the 99, obviously UC Merced was a huge app for us. We've got Stan State. I think they're probably an hour and 45 minutes from Fresno, maybe 2 hours. But for us to make sure we have a really big presence in the Central Valley is important to us. And the Fresno market it's such a great market. I want to say, and I learned this through my research, but it's the fifth biggest city in the state of California. And I think there's 550,000 residents there. So it's a great market. And all the things that we talk about now as commissioners and in sport management is what the media markets look like, and something that we're really excited about in the CCA is we have four of the top 20 largest smart media markets in the United States, and now we're adding Fresno to that market list as well. So it's a great geographic fit. It's a great media fit. We think it will certainly open up a corporate partnerships and a sponsorship portfolio area for us as well. So and excited to add some regional rivalries between Fresno Pacific and Stanislaus State and UC Merced.
Well, I do know this. I'm in education myself. Well, Fresno Unified is the third largest school district in California. So I think that shows just how big the market is for the Fresno and greater areas around that. All right. So diving into a little bit more of the history of the CCAA, and I love researching conferences and schools and all that good stuff, as I'm sure you do too. So fun fact, 1938 is when the conference started. It started by four schools: Fresno State, I think Kyle mentioned that too, San Diego State, San Jose State, and UC Santa Barbara. You came on, Commissioner, about 2 years ago. What can you tell our listeners about the strength of the conference as far as the history and the national championships? I think you mentioned 157 in the history of the conference. That's an impressive number. But what about the history of the conference and just the strength of the conference athletically as well?
Yeah, so I guess I'll give you a little story here. When I was first approached about this position by a search firm, I did some quick research, was very familiar with the CCA, but one of the first things that stuck out to me, I think 10 of the current 11 members in the Big West Conference were former CCA institutions. And a lot of people could look at that and say, hey, that's a bad thing. But I looked at it as, hey, this is an opportunity, and the fact that we've had some great schools that have gone on and had a lot of success, and they've done such a great job that they couldn't even stay out of Division I. And that's kind of a similar comp to the American Athletic Conference, if you will, and some of the schools that have gone off into the Big 12. And then you look at our current membership, and one other thing that I love about it is we have the largest student population of any conference in NCAA Division II. It's over 170,000 enrolled students, so there's strength in that. There's a large student population that's just been waiting to be tapped into, and I think we've done a really good job of that with our new media rights partnership with Flow Sports over the past couple of years. But again, there's just so much strength to lean into with this position for me, quite frankly. And then now we again add a Fresno Pacific into this, and we continue, despite the fact that some of those schools aren't here anymore that you mentioned, such as Fresno State, we're still winning national championships. The CCA was in four national championship games in 24-25. We brought home a national championship this year. We brought one home last year. And there's no signs of stopping our success on the court, on the field. And then academically, we do the same. Our students perform in the classroom and graduate at a much higher level across the board than your regular students at all of our institutions. And that's something that we're really proud of in the CCA.
So you hit on this a little bit as well, the social media. And media rights. Media is is just about everything in regards of creating a brand and getting the names out there, putting out clips of highlights as student life as well. I know you're big into this, Alan. So what type of media things is Fresno Pacific University going to be able to expand in, and what does that look like for your conference as a whole?
Yeah, so for me, it's all about promotion, right, and how we drive revenue back to our institutions, how we drive exposure and marketing back to our institutions, and I have to explain that to our presidents too. But one of the first things that I did, and I've got a bit of a media background based on where I came from before. I've spent my entire career in professional sports, and it's all about media rights in that space, right? And that trickles down to your ticket sales and your corporate partnerships. But for us, we went out and we spoke to 15 or 16 different potential media rights buyers, if you will. We spoke to every big platform that you could imagine, every big streaming platform, and took this thing to tender. And we had so much interest, and I was shocked about the interest in the CCAA. And we ended up doing a very large deal, which we were thrilled about, with Flow Sports. And Flow Sports works with the Big East Conference, and they have, you know, big-time baseball and softball games with all of the recognizable D1 institutions that you've ever heard of. And for us and our CCA institutions to be able to play on a platform alongside some of those institutions and some of those conferences that are big-time in D1 is really exactly the exposure that our institutions were looking for. And with all of that, our distribution went up substantially. Obviously, the funds back to our institutions went up substantially. Our productions and the broadcasts level and quality went up, and in my opinion, I think it's the best production and broadcast quality in Division II. So was really proud of what we rolled out this year here with Flow Sports, and Fresno Pacific University fans and the whole Fresno market will be able to enjoy the CCA on Flow Sports.
Well, you also have ESPN, right? You're on ESPN radio right now, 790 and 1430, the local station here in the Fresno area. We broadcasted tons of basketball games this year. We have a great partnership with Fresno Pacific University as well. We got a couple minutes here with CCAA Commissioner Alan Hardinson. Conference tournaments, conference championships, and all those great things that we love about college athletics. And you know, you've seen it with your own eyeballs, that upgraded baseball facility at Fresno Pacific is pretty darn sweet. Like, what's the process of maybe Fresno Pacific be able to host one of those?
Yeah, so it's funny. I actually just sent a statement of interest form to the AD there at Fresno Pacific, Kyle Ferguson. But we go through a very similar process as NCAA championships. An institution will submit an application to host a championship. We'll review all of the institutions that submitted for all sports and ideally come up with some sort of formula system where everybody who put in a bid gets to host something. But there will be a high likelihood that Fresno Pacific will be able to host some CCA championships here in the very near future. And the soonest for that could be 2027-28. You mentioned the baseball stadium, though. I think with that baseball stadium, there's a great opportunity to host a CCA championship. That track, I think, is immediately one of the best track facilities within the CCA. So I see a lot of opportunities for Fresno Pacific Coast Championships in the near future.
Awesome. We only got another minute and a half. And doing research on the conference, and in your bio, mentioned that you kicked for Nevada. And true story, you actually put a couple through the goalpost against Fresno State back in the day?
Yeah, that's a great rivalry, and I know that won't be well-liked in the Fresno area, but I'm definitely disappointed that Fresno State and Nevada are separating here as Fresno State goes off to the Pac-12 or whatever it will be called here in the future. But, yeah, those were great rivalries. Derek Carr, I think, was a freshman my senior year, so it was so awesome to see him from the sidelines work and what he turned his career into.
And you guys beat him that year, right? Was it 45-38? Am I right on that one?
Yeah, and then I think it turned all Fresno State after that.
Well, you are more than welcome to come to Fresno, despite you scoring a ton of points for Nevada in beating our beloved Bulldogs. But great things are happening in Fresno, especially at Fresno Pacific University. Alan, thanks again for coming on. Despite the little glitches at the beginning, we powered through, and we got some really good information. And Fresno Pacific certainly looks forward to joining the conference in the 26 and 27 season. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me on. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks. That was Alan Harrison, the commissioner of the CCAA that Fresno Pacific is going to be moving to for the 2026-2027 season. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show. Thank you guys for listening to this special edition. We're not sure we're going to be returning. It could be in a month. It could be in August. But we really appreciate your support for Fresno Pacific Athletics in the Central Valley. Have a good rest of the summer, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. And go Birds!